always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in New Mexico say they found the bodies of 95-year-old actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog at their home in Santa Fe. Officials looking into the cause but do not suspect foul play. In 2007, Hackman spoke about his Oscar-winning career in Hollywood.
It's all I ever wanted to do. So few people ever get what they really want in life.
A Pentagon memo indicates transgender service members are no longer welcome. Loyola Law's Lori Levinson.
It is pretty clear from this document that the government filed with the court that the military is trying to keep out or have thrown out all service members who are transgender.
California Governor Gavin Newsom's reached out to the state parole board on the Menendez brothers' bid for freedom.
Are moving forward with an investigation, a risk assessment investigation.
Eric and Lyle serving life for murdering their parents. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. February 24th through March 2nd is Eating Disorders Awareness Week. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor, who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support. With the warmer temperatures, many winter sports are winding down. Ripple Creek Skating Pond in Port Edwards has closed for the season. With the warmer temperatures, ice conditions are becoming unstable. Winter Park Aquatic Center has closed their ice ponds for the season in Wisconsin Rapids. Jackson County trails are now closed completely. Due to weather conditions and to preserve the integrity of the trails, they are now closed until further notice. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Let's kick it off with WFHR. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of production, our co-host, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning.
And one of our newest team members and our sound engineer, producer, wearer of many hats and looks good in all hats, Laura, is with us.
Hi.
Hey, Laura. Hey, Seth. Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here. We got the best listeners in radio with us, and we're going to kick things off the way we like to with our good friend, Brittany Merlot. Good morning, Brent.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing good. We like to talk to you, Brittany, to check up on weather, get the most informative and fun weather you can get, and that is from Brittany Merlot. But we also wanted to check in on you with the snow going away and everything. You doing all right, Brittany?
Yeah, you're doing good.
How you doing?
Not really, honestly. Thank you for checking in on me. I'm a little sad. All my fun, my outdoor rec, you know, what kind of keeps me sane through it all, is gone.
I feel for you.
But how about that sunshine, huh?
Mm-hmm. Dude, where is it? I need more of it.
give me that vitamin D.
seriously. Well, we do have more on the weekend, but the weekend is going to be colder, more Brittany temperatures, below freezing on Saturday, and then flirting with the freezing mark on Sunday. So a beautiful weekend, just a little cooler. But before we get to the weekend, we have to battle the wind. The wind is going to become a problem. It's going to start to whip today up to 30 miles per hour, and then by tomorrow, we're going to see gusts pushing over 40 miles per hour. So it's going to get... Yeah, very breezy. We could see some power outages out there. Your hair is going to be messed up. Ladies, don't even do it the next 2 days.
Ponytail it is.
Yep. Everyone wear a hat.
My exactly. hair. I work really hard on my hair.
Otherwise, though, we're just looking at some spotty sprinkles possible this afternoon. We could see a few flurries late, and that becomes the case tomorrow, too. That's when that cold front moves through. It's why we're getting so windy, and then the big shift in temperature. So highs today of about 40 degrees. We'll flirt with 50 tomorrow, and then that cold front moves through, and we could see some sprinkles out ahead of it and some slight snow behind it, but nothing that's going to accumulate or really cause any problems. So just a little pesky precipitation and winds the next 2 days. And then a beautiful, calm, but cooler weekend ahead.
All right. Not bad. Brittany temperatures is great. Mm-hmm. We need to use that more.
The Brittany scale.
Yes,
I like that.
I like that. We appreciate working with you, Brittany, and you joining us. We'll hang out tomorrow. We'll get people ready for the weekend.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too.
Best in the business, our friend Brittany Merlot there. We got good things on the way. The El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club is right around the corner. We're also going to get into cars with the fewest issues and the ones with the most. We got that one coming up for you. In the top 10 countries we'd move to if we decided to live abroad.
Okay. Ooh.
All fun stuff. We'll kick off the entertainment news with news that you may have heard already in CBS. We're going to be talking about Gene Hackman and his career. We'll get into that. We have someone bought a piece of George Harrison's toast. And it is National Toast Day. So, I mean, this just feels it's perfect to talk about.
That toast must be so stale.
And the sequels and franchise movies that are coming out this year that we'll be touching on that.
Okay.
All that coming up. And we've got coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, what was the biggest flop that was hyped as the next big thing?
Okay.
Oh, love it.
Yeah, that should be a fun one. I actually been saving that one for you, Seth. So that should be a fun
awesome.
One to get into.
All right.
And of course, it's a Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. We will kick things off with our good friends from the Southwick County Humane Society and our pet of the week.
Very nice.
Looking forward to Denise joining us in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We got a story from Melissa. This is how much Melissa works. Even when she ain't here for a show, she sends me something for a great topic for a show. So we'll be getting to that in a moment. But first, a New York Zoo offered a sneak preview of some of the artwork that will be available at its upcoming gala auction. Mm-hmm. Creations by animals, including penguins, giraffes, sloths, capybaras, and others. Yes. The Animal Adventure Park and Preserve is in Harpsville. They announced this Dream Big Gala. It's a night out on the town, scheduled for March 15th. It'll feature a silent auction for works of art created by several of the species that call the zoo home.
I love this
really?
So much.
Animal-created art. Ooh, interesting.
I never get tired of these stories. Give all the animals paintbrushes.
Yes. Zookeepers said that they use various methods to encourage the animals to paint as a fun enrichment activity. Keeps the animals' minds occupied, keeps them happy. Mm-hmm. They enjoy doing this. The zoo offered some sneak peeks on social media, sharing photos of animals, including penguins, capybaras, sloths, and giraffes painting. Now, I have seen a penguin paint. I got to do this in Galveston, or no, somewhere outside of Galveston. There's a great aquatic zoo right there, and I got to go there once, and we got to go inside, and it's this thing that they do at the zoo where you can go in and see this penguin and meet it and pet the penguin, and then at the end of it, the penguin, they put paint on the bottom of its feet, and it just walks on a little piece of cardboard.
Nice.
And whatever comes up with it, then they do a little Q&A, and they quiz you kind of about the things that they just taught you, and if you get it right, you get the painting.
Wow.
I went into this as a birthday gift from somebody, and I went into and they did not do any homework. We happened to be in Texas, and they were like, "Okay, this would be perfect for you." We go and do this, and there is I can't express. There is nothing but parents and their kids in there.
And then not surprising.
And I had a moment there where they tell us all of this beforehand, and then at the end we're quizzed. And okay, James, how are you going to handle this as a man? Are you going to just sit back and let these kids have this moment and maybe get this painting, or are you going to take advantage of the one moment in your life that you're around a penguin?
Yeah.
And I am not ashamed to admit that I took that painting home.
Yeah.
I wish to God I still had it, but I took that painting home. I am not ashamed of that whatsoever.
Nice.
But it was so cool to first pet the penguin, a little more oily than I expected, but much softer than I expected as well. And it was so cool to see them do this. And that's where I learned where not just them, but giraffes and everything.
Yeah.
They have tried a lot of different experiments as far as like literally, like you were saying, Laura, putting a toothbrush or putting a paintbrush in like the giraffe's mouth and that kind of thing. But most of this is done with the hooves, as you'd expect and stuff.
Yeah, elephants, though. Elephants use their trunk and paint all the time.
Yeah.
There are a lot of zoos that do that, and there's lot of places that like sell that art. Oh, great stuff.
To that point, animal art aficionados are becoming a bigger thing more and more. you know, there's one little side story here, and I know this isn't going to save us much and everything, but when your fears about AI and some of these things, I don't think AI can do this. I don't think I'll worry about that part.
No.
Would you, because to me, if I wished I still had, I'm not kidding, I really wish I still had that painting. I'd have it up on my wall right now. If you had some art like this, would you put it up? Would you put it in your living room and everything?
Yeah.
You've
seen the art in my living room. The standards are strange. Yes, I would hang that art.
Great conversation piece, too.
That's all I have.
The thing to me that stands out with this, and I want to make very clear here. There are a few things in the artistic kingdom that I respect more than artists. I can't draw a stick figure. So I really do admire artists and the great painters. And I have a couple of paintings that I just really enjoy. I look at all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they're copies. They're not actual
right,
paintings.
Right. Yeah.
This is a whole new level to art for me. I actually really like it. I admit, I think it's kind of cool.
Well, and I love the idea of it being a fundraiser to continue to take care of those animals. It's great. I mean, those animals aren't going anywhere.
Hey.
They can't be released, so they need to be cared for.
And you don't have to pay them. Oh, wait. That was very cynical. I'm sorry.
No. But there we go with the AI thing, too. Like, is this how we make that bridge?
We replace human artists with animal artists because you don't have to pay them.
Just pay them in treats.
It is
a sweet deal.
Cheaper.
It's a lot cheaper.
It's not. Caring for an animal is expensive as heck.
I wonder if we could pitch this to our friends over at the zoo right a stone's throw away.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so cool if they did some kangaroo art.
Something like that.
Oh,
you know,
man.
They got a bunch of great animals over there.
Some
you never
Sedonk
know
art. Oh, I would frame some Sedonk art.
I will say to anybody out there listening, and I think we have an incredibly smart audience, but we have to be careful with these things. If you are looking at your dog right now and thinking, hey, we could make some money here. Like, I'm going to... There is special paint. There are certain paints that they use for these animals. You can't just throw any paint out there. Do your homework.
Your wall acrylic is not going to work.
I might look into it for my rabbit, though. I'm going to be totally real with you.
That might be pretty good. Melissa Kay does an amazing job with our news and having fun with us here at the station. And I want to count, let me just make sure here, the 25,000 other things she does around here.
Right.
Yep.
Another thing, she just sends me content every once in a while. It's some good stories. And there's sometimes where it's something that I have seen and it's just kind of another side to that story. And then every once in a while, she just like hits me over the head with something that I did not see coming, but I should have. It's either my wheelhouse or something I pay a lot of attention to. And it just speaks to how much information and how busy
get. Oh, yeah.
Because this is one I normally would know about, but Mel sent it over, and thank you, Mel. Appreciate you. A very rare treat is about to grace Earth's night skies. Tomorrow evening, February 28th, all seven of our planets in the solar system will appear in the night sky at the same time.
Oh, that's so cool.
Saturn, Mercury, talking Neptune, Venus, Uranus, where you at? Jupiter, and Mars, all lining up in a neat row, just like we asked them to.
Yes.
A magnificent sky feast for your eyes known as the Great Planetary Alignment.
Yes, that's so cool.
Will we be able to see it with the naked eye, or do we need telescopic devices?
From what I could tell, a telescope is probably going to be necessary. But
the distance, the most distant planets, yeah.
We'll probably still see Venus and Mars.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Yes. These alignments aren't the near neat planetary cues you see in diagrams and illustrations, of course. Don't be expecting that. But that's but that's not something that happens anyway.
No.
Yet the planets do appear to arrange themselves along an imaginary line.
That's very cool.
So cool.
And that's not just coincidence, of course. The atmosphere of these
circles.
Planets
right.
and the way that
their
they
orbits,
move and
yep.
everything,
mm-hmm.
we can't be too close to each other.
It wouldn't work that way.
Yeah,
nope.
They got it. This is the school dance. You know, we got to keep a certain distance apart.
Right.
Got to keep a certain distance.
Well, there's a reason the planets are where they are.
What a weird
it's what
place
they're
to
made
go
of,
with that.
And it's what they're
the school
yeah.
dance. It's the solar system dance. It only happens once every, couple thousand years.
I just have a weird brain. I don't know. This occurs because the planets of the solar system all orbit the sun on a flat plane called the ecliptic. And some of the planets have orbits still tilted slightly above or below this plane.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all more or less on the same level, like grooves on a record, thanks to the way stars like our sun form.
Cool.
Yep.
And the way the planets bump into each other when they're jumping. Yep.
Yep. The materials that swirl together. Yep.
How to watch. Whether you will be able to see the alignments at what time the planets rise and set, in which order, depends on where you are in the world you're viewing from. There are tools you can access these time and sky locations. Time and date, that has an interactive tool that allows you to set the date you want to view. So you can view it online. It's... It is literally timeanddate.com.
Timeanddate.com.
Timeanddate.com. Very good.
That one tells you right there very well. And really good description. A very nice website, mm-hmm. actually. I have to admit, I did not know about this website. I hadn't seen that before. That one helps you out with that in Kindleline.
Yeah.
Stellarium has a similar website tool.
Okay.
And Sky Tonight, which is, again, all one word, skytonight.com.
Right.
These are great ways to be able to find this because, you will need some binoculars or a telescope to see the planets in all their glory. So if you haven't already, start planning now.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't, and again, as far as the time, you're going to have to look to where you are in the world.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to say a good morning to some of our East Coast listeners. I know you guys are listening because you wanted to hear us talk about something coming up. we do shout you out. We do appreciate you. And thank you again, Melissa, sending this one over.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
I'll include those links in the show notes.
Thank you, Laura. And sciencealert.com. That's where you can go for all this. Sciencealert.com for this great article.
Fantastic.
Science Alert. I see a siren and red light flashing. Science Alert. Science Alert.
Science. We will come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're doing some celebrating when we get back on the morning show at WFHR.
Put flavor in your life with El Cafe and never settle for bland food again. Start your day right with El Cafe's breakfast tacos and their mouth-watering combination of scrambled eggs with chorizo and pico de gallo, topped with cheddar cheese and matched with crispy hash browns. Are you getting hungry yet? Call or stop in today. El Cafe is a proud sponsor of WFHR's Birthday and Anniversary Club. Send in your birthdays or anniversaries to be mentioned on the air and for your chance to win a meal from El Cafe. Put some fiesta into your special day.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hello, doorman. I have questions. Word around Wisconsin Rapids is that DoorWorks is the business to ask about all things doors.
Why, yes. For over three decades, we've been the premier door service provider in Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding areas.
What services do you provide? And can I order a custom style or color?
We supply, install, and service a variety of doors. If we don't have it in stock in our large warehouse, we customize the style, color, and more. Call DoorWorks for a free estimate today.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. We'll see a little bit of clearing, and it will become less windy here as we head into the afternoon. Our high 41 today, tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles, mostly cloudy, very windy. We'll get to 46 by lunch, into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
You heard Mr. LeBron. It's time for the Birthday and Anniversary Club. One of our favorite parts of the day, we celebrate you and our great friends over at El Cafe. Something about Duran Duran in the morning.
I don't know. Get you going, man.
I don't know what it is.
Wake you up.
It's hungry like the wolf or some Rio. That's going to be played in my head all morning.
There you go.
We appreciate our great friends over at El Cafe. Visit them today at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They wish everyone a happy Thursday. Got some great specials over there. If your bellies are hungry or you just want chili with a hot cup of coffee, El Cafe is the place to be. They're open 7 to 2 today. And if that sounded really good to you, not only does it sound good, but tastes really good, get on over to El Cafe and check out their Facebook page, because I just read that right from their Facebook page.
You did?
Yep.
They have all the info you need right there.
It's all there for you. Also, a great way to keep up to date on the cool things they are doing. And like their posts and share them on your page. You just never know who might see them otherwise. Support our good friends over at El Cafe. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We love celebrating with you.
We do.
You can email us, info@WFHR.com. Feel free to do that. Mm-hmm. Of course, you could direct message us on our Facebook pages. We'd love to hear from you that way. And you can call up
715-424-2600, the number to call. Lisa, your Time Life operator is standing by. No.
That was good. That was good. Boy, if they could still use somebody like that, we might have something there. But.
Did they have just the one? This Lisa?
Yes. Yeah,
poor Lisa. Lisa. Man, I feel
she
bad for her.
So overworked. Yeah. I hope she's retired. I hope she's just rested.
Yeah.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. And thank you to everybody who already has, because we got two on the list today. Laura, give me a one or two.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Julie Spice.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Happy birthday, Julie.
Enjoy your day, Julie. Hope it's a great one. Mm-hmm. That's a new name for us. We haven't, I don't believe we've had Julie on the list before.
No, that's cool.
That's fantastic. We appreciate that. Thank you to whoever got us that name. And Julie, you have an awesome name. Julie Spice. That's a great name.
Julie
that's
Spice.
That's pretty cool, name. Man.
That's a good one. And our qualifiers celebrating their silver anniversary, their 25th anniversary, Joshua and Shauna Kreitzner.
Oh, congratulations.
Congrats.
Happy anniversary.
Many happy returns.
Joshua and Shauna, wishing you a great one. Enjoy your anniversary and hope it's extra better because you are qualifiers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Brag to as many people as you can that you are qualifiers. Go around and do it. We take a look at our celebrity list. Kate Mara is 42 today. Wow, she's 42. Wow.
Yeah.
Zoe Barnes on House of Cards. She was Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four reboot.
Mm-hmm.
She and her sister, Rooney, are the NFL royalty. Their dads is the Maras, who founded and still own the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
And their mom's family is the Rooneys, who founded and still own the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right.
Sorry. Their careers doing much better than the New York Giants. Let's just put it that way. Way better than the Giants.
Rooney Mara is amazing. Kate's very good, but Rooney, that woman can act. But I didn't realize they were in their 30s, late 30s, 40s and stuff.
Yeah, getting up there, apparently.
Josh Groban is 44.
Happy birthday, Josh Groban.
Man, that voice.
I'm a huge fan. I love him.
I don't want to use this as an opportunity to like take a shot at Michael Bublé or any of some of the modern crooners or anything like that. But when I hear people put Josh Groban in that category, I get a little like twinge.
Me too.
Because Josh Groban is a whole other category.
Yeah.
I don't know you can really even categorize him, especially at this point in his career.
Michael Bublé is trying to be one thing, and Josh Groban is a musical theater like legend at this point. He is a Broadway professional.
Yeah, yeah.
And he could do opera. I mean, he's got the kind of trained voice. Yeah, Michael Bublé can do lots of things. He can't do opera.
He can't do opera.
Josh Groban could do opera if he wanted to.
I do want to say I like both these singers. I'll be honest. I don't have any other music in my playlist shuffle or anything like that. But I think they're both incredible singers, and I've heard them.
But they're just different. Yeah.
One of the only things I can say about like this fringe of kind of musician or this music and everything, if it's on, I'm not going to get upset. I'm not going to change a channel right away. I'm alone, I will, I'll be honest. But if somebody else wants to play it, I'm like, okay, this is fine. At least these are talented people. It's different than, you know, something else. But I just think that it's okay. We don't have to categorize people. Like, this guy is a completely different, versatile talent that can do it all. Mm-hmm. And incredibly self-deprecating. Very self-deprecating.
Yep.
It seems to be that you can't be a great male singer unless you are. Michael Bublé, him, what's the big singer with the long hair? He's like 18 feet tall. Halize or Hozier.
Hozier's a different.
He was on SNL, and he had all these bits they weren't able to do where they were making fun of him, and he like came up with helped some of the lines of it. They were cut for time.
Well,
but he's another one. Like, apparently you can't be this good of a singer and be a male good singer without having some self-deprecation, which is great. That's awesome.
You're secure in your talent.
Yes.
Yeah. They don't need. They're like, what? I don't need to prove anything to anybody.
I love that. I love that.
You want to make fun of me for being 6'6"? Yes, Hozier. I would. I would very much like to do that.
I'm sure it's not where it stops, though.
Can I touch your hair?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was waiting for it. Chelsea Clinton is 45 today.
Wow.
Former first daughter. I don't know how you would say that, but
I believe that is the correct terminology. I just realized she's a year younger than me.
Yeah, no, wow. Yeah.
Because we grew up, you know, basically at the same time. You know, you remember in the 90s when
And we all those of us that grew up then are just growing up in general. Remember how tough it is.
Oh my God,
it's difficult. I mean, pimples, puberty, you know, trying to talk to the other sex or whatever, or any of these things. Yep. It's all
being
difficult.
The president's kid.
Then being the president's kid. Like, there's few people that can relate to that.
No, nope.
There's few people other than obviously, you know,
the president's kids.
There's nobody that can relate.
And
to
a lot of
like
them
that.
Tended to be in a little bit older. You know, like
they were usually teenagers.
Yeah, Al Gore's. Daughters, you had, you know, like the Bush girls, they were a little bit older when they were in office. So yeah, she had it even tougher, I think.
You know, Obama's daughters,
they were quite younger.
Yeah. He was he was the youngest president, wasn't he? I think that might be a part of
something
it.
Of that. Like
but
that,
yeah. I just have a lot of respect for Chelsea Clinton, just in general on that level, and certainly the fact that it seems like she has done a lot to try to do good and where she is, and try to put into things and do some good
and not do politics, at least not yet. Yes, I mean, she might in the future. But yeah, she seems to have been.
I don't think
stay away from that.
I really don't. I don't think she's gonna.
Tony Gonzalez is 49, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, tight end in history. He holds every NFL record for tight ends. He retired back in 2013 and inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2019.
Yeah.
Not bad. He needs work at it, but he's getting better and better at the whole commentating thing.
Yes.
Rosanda Chili Thomas from TLC is 54.
Yeah.
No Scrubs, Waterfalls, Creep, so many. I love Creep. I still hear that whenever
I just,
still
I really awesome like tune. TLC. It's one of those bands I can't shake them.
One of the better character actors, I think, Donald Loja is 59 today. Harvey Bullock, Jim Gordon's partner in Gotham TV show. He's King of Denmark and Vikings and the star of The Tao of Steve. One of those actors I think you see, you know. And just a good, solid actor.
Yes.
Just does a good job wherever you see him. I enjoy his work.
Still don't know how to pronounce his last name.
I went both ways just to cover my bases. I'm with you.
Real quick. He was on a show in the late 90s called, I think, Grounded for Life.
Yes.
That was actually a pretty good, like a single camera kind of sitcom, you know, filmed. It wasn't on a stage. And that was actually a pretty fun show.
It was, yeah. James Worthy is 64. His goggles, 39. great L.A. Laker.
Yeah, one of the all-time great Lakers.
One of the greats. And never looked like an athlete to me until you saw him like actually in action. And like, okay, yeah, that's why. Yeah, I believe he was on one of those North Carolina teams with Jordan as well. One of the greater NCAA basketball teams of all time.
Yes, you are correct.
Let's see here. Ralph Nader turns 91 today.
Oh my goodness.
Spent his life warning people about things like hazardous things to your health.
And, car safety. That was how he made his first fame, I guess you would say.
And also, you certainly ran for president. Was
a few times.
Party and everything. And a little surprise, you know, at 91, he's still young enough to do it, apparently.
Apparently,
you know, that's not too old to run for president anymore.
I guess he may do it, too. He's still writing, and he's still, he's still staying very busy.
Yep. I'm going to be real with you. I'd consider it.
The great, the legend, the wonderful Joanne Woodward is 95 today. Oh. I cannot tell you how happy I am to say that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The three faces of Eve. There are few art students I have had that I have not encouraged to watch certain movies. This is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And whether you were I recommended this to a friend who's a friend now, but started out as a student. And he was struggling with a darker role. And I told him, you watch this movie. Watch Joanne Woodward. He's like, but why should I watch a female actress? Because you're an actor.
And we had a long conversation
after that.
Yep.
You can learn quite a bit if you just go ahead and take that off and just watch. And this is to male and female actors, it is something that was kind of odd to me. If you're good at this, studying you and I'm learning and I'm a vampire trying to suck out all the information and knowledge I can to be great. Joanne Woodward's one of those actors, just one of those actors you watch their work and you learn from and you grow and you enjoy. Obviously, Paul Newman's widow as well, and just one of the better Hollywood couples of all time.
Yep,
that just love those two.
They figured it out somehow with all the fame and all the. Yep, they figured it out.
Howard Hessman, born on this day in 1940, passed away not too long ago in 2022. Johnny Fever. WKRP in Cincinnati.
Yes.
And, of course, head of the class.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Good. Very good actor.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Had some great roles throughout his career.
Character stuff and throughout. Yep.
Yeah. I enjoyed him. Mm-hmm. And the legend, Elizabeth Taylor, born in this day in 1932, passed away in 2011. It's unfortunate that so many, like even our generation, kind of knew her as White Diamonds.
Yep.
She had the amount of the divorces and the marriages and all these things. You go back, you watch one scene. Just go ahead. Go ahead and throw into your search engine Elizabeth Taylor actress and just whatever pops up and watch it, and you're going to see one of the greatest of all time.
Yep.
I don't care what you're watching. I don't even have to bring up one of her great roles or anything like that. Early in her career, late in her career, it doesn't matter. Yep. Whatever goes on the sidelines, when the cameras were on, Elizabeth Taylor brought you everything she had, and she's part of the reason why the phrase "leave it all on the stage" exists.
Yeah. The movie might suck, and she still rocked. Yeah. Like, that's just what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just incredible actress. And it's unfortunate to me that she kind of remembered for some of these other things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that she's really remembered for being one of the greats like she should be. She's incredible. Was an incredible actress. Again, happy birthdays and anniversaries to everybody out there celebrating.
Woo! Yes, indeed.
I can't think of a better way to celebrate than with our great friends at El Cafe. Get on over there today. Mm-hmm. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. They're waiting for you. Go ahead and head on over there. We got our sports news and a partner break. We'll be back with more. It's Laura, Seth, and James on The Morning Show.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. An ice shanty has fallen through the ice on Lake Camelot. The Rome Police Department is asking the owner of the permanent ice shack to remove it from Upper Camelot Lake. According to the DNR, if you have an ice shack go through the ice, you have 30 days to remove it or you will be liable. The Rome Police Department asks that you be cautious on the lakes. The warm weather has caused unstable ice conditions. If you still have shacks on the ice, make arrangements to remove them in a safe manner. One Wisconsin school district revamped multiple job titles and descriptions in fear of losing federal funding. Here's Lisa Hale.
Monday night, the Green Bay Area Public School Board voted to change several job titles and descriptions to keep ahead of a directive from the Trump administration on DEI efforts. The changes removed mentions of diversity, equity, inclusion, and cultural competency from job descriptions. The motion to change titles and descriptions carried 4-3. The school board hopes the efforts will ensure that it doesn't lose millions of dollars in federal aid. The education department sent a memo out Friday giving school districts an ultimatum to stop using racial preferences as a factor in admissions, financial aid, hiring, and other areas. Schools were given 14 days to end any practice that treats students and workers differently because of their race.
Riverfront Rendezvous in Stevens Point has announced their full lineup for the 2025 festival. This will be the 41st anniversary of the Riverfront Rendezvous Festival in Pifner Pioneer Park. The dates are July 3rd through the 5th. They'll have three stages of musical entertainment and free family fun activities. You can see the full lineup at StevensPoint.com. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Will the Packers make a trade? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where it's been reported the Packers are open to trading away defensive back Jair Alexander after 7 years with the team. Meanwhile, 49ers receiver Deebo Samuel is asked to be traded. GM John Lynch.
We're on good terms with Deebo. I think, you know, he's asked for a fresh start, and, you know, I think we're going to honor that.
NBA, Bucks basketball tonight as they host the Denver Nuggets. Tomorrow they head to Dallas to play the Mavericks on Saturday. Baseball, Brewers manager Pat Murphy on convincing young players in Milwaukee can compete with teams with big contract players in the major leagues.
A lot of it is attitude, you know, your attitude about base running, your commitment to base running outside of stealing bases. The threat to steal is sometimes as effective as the stolen base. So we have to put pressure on other teams that way, put pressure on pitching staffs that way offensively, and I think we have the personnel to do that.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Key and Peele writer Rich Tallarico, who wrote the iconic substitute teacher sketch. Rich will also make the popcorn pick of the week. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Coming up on the next Midday Magazine, we welcome our friends, family really, Family Natural Foods in part one, and in part two, UW Extension Janelle Weir. It's 4 to 5 on 97.5 FM WFHR.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. We'll see a little bit of clearing and it will become less windy here as we head into the afternoon. Our high 41 today, tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, few sprinkles, mostly cloudy, very windy. We'll get to 46 by lunch. Into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Laura, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. In a little bit, we're going to get into the top 10 countries we'd move to if we decided to live abroad.
Oh, yeah.
That one's coming up. But
cool.
Right now, Alexa might be getting a little bit smarter, everybody.
Oh.
Amazon announced that they're rolling out a new version called Alexa Plus to a handful of users in March, then everyone else over the next few months. It's supposed to be more like an actual assistant. Then they say she can do things like make dinner reservations, order groceries, book an Uber, text people, buy stuff on Amazon, of course, and snag concert tickets when they hit Ticketmaster. She can also browse the internet and complete tasks. One example they gave was getting an appliance fixed. She can find a repair place, set up an appointment, and add it to your calendar all on her own. She also remembers things, like you could tell her your family is coming over for dinner, and she might say, don't forget, your nephew is gluten-free. She's okay. Protective in other ways, too, like telling you to leave early because traffic is bad. Amazon says it feels less like interacting with tech and more like engaging with an insightful friend.
No, I hate it. No.
Prime members will get it for free. Friend.
I don't want it.
Everyone else will have to pay $20 a month. Basically, it means everyone is about to get their own virtual assistant that can do a lot more than just turn lights off. People with newer Echo Show devices will get it first. Mm. That's Amazon's smart speaker with a built-in screen Echo.
Gotcha.
I think that first off, just real quick, naming devices or naming things going forward. I want Dr. Seuss to be in charge of this. I'm tired of everything having a regular name. Echo, Alexa. Like, it's too much. It's too much. Just make up names. The flibbly flap.
Yeah, something fun. Yeah.
Yes, have some fun with this. And be some creativity. Again, I keep on coming back to this, everybody. The individuality and creativity that has been taken out of so many aspects of our mm-hmm. society, mm-hmm. Whether we're talking sports or politics or whatever, even in the car game, anything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no creativity anymore, and these companies are so afraid to take a chance. You know what? Echo sounds safe. We'll just name it Echo. You know, it's so lazy and uncreative mm-hmm. and confusing. Very confusing. Very.
I'm very concerned about this. I do not like the amount of access this Alexa seems to have to a person's things. It, like, to know that your nephew is gluten. I'm sorry. What? What? I would be angry if Alexa knew what my nephew was allergic to. I don't want Alexa to buy tickets for me, because what if my money's not there right now, Alexa? Yeah, yeah. What if I was going to get it in a month?
But she knows that too.
Mm. I hope not. Like, that's horrifying.
I know this is something that bugs you too, Seth. This is something.
Well,
that,
that's actually the new trend right now in AI. It's called agents. You know, that's the next thing they're trying to work on. And I say trying to work on because so far, most of them don't work very well. And I'm guessing that's going to happen with this, too. With people are going to get it and are going to try to try to use it like they described, you know, just like that. And then what? Right? You know, so I don't know. It's not something I would personally do. I don't think I would do that either. Because basically what Laura was touching on is that they're using all that information you give them to sell your to advertisers. Yeah. They're going to sell it to advertisers. Yeah. That's how all tech companies make their money, including Amazon. Amazon is not necessary. It's not a retailer. They're a tech company, and they do that, and that's what they do. That's what Google does. That's what Apple does.
Just selling your information to retailers. They are literally buying those retailers' merchandise. Mm-hmm. That's what she's doing. Like, that's what this 2.0 upgrade is saying it's doing. What if I wanted to switch laundry detergent brands, and you just bought me a pallet of Gain, Alexa?
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I was
buying a pallet of Gain. I love that.
Me, I'm buying a pallet of Gain, Seth.
Four kids, yeah.
And a rabbit? Come on.
I was trying my hardest to find the name of the robot from the Jetsons. Rosie.
Rosie.
Rosie the robot.
Yeah, see,
Rosie.
That's what
I couldn't find that.
Rosie at least
That's what we want. We want a robot maid. We do not want a virtual assistant. These are different.
Hey, remember like the original virtual assistant, Clippy?
Yeah.
From God.
Microsoft Word. Remember Clippy
was great. I would take Clippy over Alexa any day.
And very helpful. Only when you needed it, though. You know, Clippy would pop up, hey, you need help with this? And you say yes or no. You know, it's perfect.
It's interesting. There's two things that stand out to me about this. One, I do like the idea of people having an assistant. I do like the idea of and it not necessarily being a human being. Mm-hmm. It being something that we're using our technology. We have this tech. We can use it. Let's find smart ways to use it. If mm-hmm. it makes people's lives a little bit easier, a little less on their plate, that sounds great, especially with how much is put on every individual's plate. I like that part of it. And I don't see a need for that, but I also see something happening here, and it's been going on for a while, and it's very confusing to me in some ways. It's not on an adult level, but on a basic level, it is. In society, we ask for it, we get it. Mm-hmm. That's how business works. We have the public demands it, or we want this, or something like that. Everybody raise your hands or call in 715-424-2600 if you've been asking for a AI virtual assistant. Nobody's been asking for this.
Who wanted this? Yet
every one of these companies, Apple, Amazon, they all got these, Gemini,
OpenAI,
Alexa, they all have these things and they're pushing it on us. And nobody's asking for it.
No.
I'm not saying nobody's using it, but just because you're using it doesn't mean you wanted it or just, you asked for it.
It just appeared, right? On the Google stuff. It just all of a sudden we had it. It's like, what?
That right there, and maybe it's just my silly rebellious brain, but that right there tells me, I don't know about that.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if I want that.
It's fair.
I come from an area where pushers and people
literal pushers.
Yes, literal.
You know
literal,
what it feels like when people are pushing
and
something
that's
on
that's what
you.
It feels like. It feels like the guy on the side of 111th that's got all the watches trying to sell to a bunch of kids. And I'm a kid. I don't need a Rolex. Right. What are you doing?
Right. And and maybe it's just the people I hang out with, and I maybe just hang out with weird people, but I honestly don't know anybody who's really gung-ho about AI the way that they keep trying to sell it to us.
Yeah.
I really don't. I don't think I know anybody.
They're trying to create a market where none exists right now.
Exactly.
Yes. There isn't one for, ChatGPT, it's kind of interesting, you can do some things, but it doesn't do a whole lot.
No,
I'd
rather have my old Google search back and not have to go to page 7 to find good stuff.
That's getting into the thick of it. We don't need to get into that right now. By the way, where's the anti-pronoun crowd calling it she?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
You can't get farther from any kind of living being than what Alexa or all these others are. Why are we using gendered pronouns for them? That doesn't make
AI.
Any sense.
It's AI.
They don't even have a body.
If you can respect AI's pronouns, you can respect my friend's pronouns.
We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and we're talking about travel. We're talking about the countries you'd move to if you decided to live abroad. Coming up on The Morning Show.
Kick off the new year with a style that's all your own. Stand out and set the trend with Quality Plus Printing and Wham Incorporated. Design custom sports apparel that showcases your unique flair. When you feel good, you perform better.
I'm Earl Ingram, host of The Earl Ingram Show. We're celebrating Black History Month by sharing some powerful interviews and stories featuring Wisconsin's own trailblazers. We're also listening to you because conversations can make a difference.
Got to be had, and we have to have it on a regular basis, not only on the air, but around the coffee table. I was more optimistic than I am now. America's taken a big backward step.
I do try to have that conversation about racial disparity and give small history lessons as much as I can.
Join us to continue the conversations as we stand together and learn together. And let's celebrate Black History Month every month. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Earl Ingram Show on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Conexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Mostly cloudy and breezy this morning. We'll see a little bit of clearing and it will become less windy here as we head into the afternoon. Our high 41 today, tonight down to 28. Tomorrow, a few sprinkles, mostly cloudy, very windy. We'll get to 46 by lunch. Into the 30s by late afternoon. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. A Laura, Seth, and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your Thursday is going good. Your Friday Eve is treating you well. So I want to talk about this one, but I do want to rip a Band-Aid off real quick, just because we are still kind of close to the conversation of those that may have not been happy with the current presidential election and this threat that was coming around, or this idea, I shouldn't say threat, but this idea of, well, I'm going to take my ball and go home, or I'm going to leave and I'm going to move to another country, blah, 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 sure. Whatever.
Right, right.
That's not what this is. That is gotcha. Not what this is at all. This has nothing to do with that. I think we've talked about that part of things already enough.
Mm-hmm.
But what I do want is to have some fun with this one, and I want to hear from you guys out there.
Yeah.
You guys have been really quiet this week. You got some work. You guys know that you're part of this show, too.
Come on.
You got to interact with us.
We'd love to
hear from you. One of us. Any chance to do that, I will take that the rest of my life, to do the one of us thing. We want to hear where you'd go, where you'd travel, where you'd live, if you could. I cannot fathom. I want to travel to every continent. I would love to visit, mm-hmm. see the Seven Wonders, all these things. There's only one place I want my home address, and it's right here in the U.S.
Right.
I love this country. I love being here. I also say all this knowing there's a lot of countries out there I wouldn't last. I got too big of a mouth. There's no way I would last over those. But I do think it's kind of a fun exercise and kind of fun what-if question, mm-hmm. of, hey, you could live somewhere else abroad. Where would you go? Mm-hmm. And where do other people, where would they go? So would you ever move to another country for a while? And that's another part of this. For a while, they're mm-hmm. saying 17% of Americans say yes. 2% claim that they already have plans to move in the next 5 years.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
So which country would you pick? Okay. 2,000 people were polled, and the number one answer isn't very far away. Canada.
What?
No, that's fair.
19% said it would be their top choice.
Really? Canada.
Well, because it's close enough. It's, you're still by family. You've still got stuff that you're used to having.
There's the language there and everything, yep. I suppose. But, wow.
I think
it's just the weirdness that you have a chance to pick anywhere, and you're like, oh, we'll just go up north, We'll go up north, right. North there, We'll see what's going on up in Canada,
Yep.
People like familiarity, I think. And I think for some people, especially if you don't know that much about Canada, all you know is like from TV and movies and everything, sure. You might think it's like a parallel universe Earth.
America.
Yeah. Where it's just, they're not that different than us and all these
in
things.
In a lot of ways, that is true. But mm-hmm. there are differences, and there's, it's not. And,
howdy.
And if you're only looking at like the good stuff of Canada, it's like, they got their problems too. Let's put that out there.
When it comes to those problems, Seth, I always think about what my papa used to say when my nano, there was some kind of like snowstorm coming to Rome or whatever, and she was like, there's got to be somewhere we can move where there isn't problems. And he's like, Anna, there's problems everywhere. Hawaii has got tornado or hurricane.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Everywhere's got something. Yep. Every country has something.
Absolutely.
As well. And the grass is always greener.
Always. It always seems that way.
Italy came in at number 2 with 11%.
Yeah, that's fair.
Oh, wow. Again, there's the upside of Italy. We always see, it's like, oh, look at that. There's these lovely, quaint towns, the mm-hmm. beautiful countryside and the vineyards and the olive, the olive trees. And, they take naps in the middle of the day. and the food is wonderful kind of thing. Yeah, I could totally see that one.
Well, and there's also the element of how many of these people have actually traveled to Italy before. Because I bet Italy is pretty high up on the list of places Americans have gone to. So maybe
it's somewhere that
a lot of these people who voted for Italy have been there mm-hmm. and kind of have a concept of what it would be like.
Exactly.
That's kind of cool to see it at number 2 there and everything. And I think all the points you guys said are true. And as far as like romanticizing countries, I don't mm-hmm. think there's a country that's romanticized more than Italy.
100%.
I'm a little closer to this one. And there are a few things I am as proud of as I am being an Italian and everything. Nope. No way. Not a darn way you're going to catch me living in Italy. I will visit. I will spend months there. Mm-hmm. I would absolutely love to be a regular. Ain't no way you could catch me. My family moved that from there for a reason.
Maybe a vacation home.
I ain't going back. And imagine my ancestors. I moved back there or something. Like, what do we leave for?
Well, ties into my answer for it, though, a little bit. Because for me, my answer would be Ireland. And yeah, my family came here from there. But the reason they left isn't a problem anymore. So,
sure. Interesting, you mentioned that. They're coming up. England is at number 3 with 10%, tied with Australia at 10%. Mm-hmm. Ireland at number 5 with 8%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I was expecting it to be on the list. And, well, and with Ireland, Australia and Britain, the language thing.
Ah, that's the first thing that pops
up. That does help, yeah.
4 of the top 5 wouldn't require you to learn a new language.
Yep. Exactly, which I think it plays a huge role part in this, yeah.
France comes in at number 6. A little surprised to see that high on the list, but again, romanticizing and
especially the south of France.
Yep.
Because that's where all the vacation area and the very pretty, landscape is and everything. Yeah.
I feel like if people did their homework, this one would be a lot higher on the list. Switzerland at number 7.
Yeah, my number 2 is Norway, so we're not in the same ballpark.
Yes. The problem is that good luck, everybody. Mm-hmm. They allow no one outside of Switzerland to live in Switzerland.
It's kind of...
They are strict.
It's kind of well known, I think, that Australia is one of those places that has a very strict policy
immigration
as far
policy
as all those things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Switzerland is like 5,000 times that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if Mother Teresa's getting into Switzerland. Right, I don't know.
And to be honest, there's a lot of stuff in Switzerland I don't think I'd be keen on living there anyway. In a lot of ways, it's a somewhat repressive society as well because of the way they guard their,
everything.
Swissness or whatever it is,
And
I have a Swiss last name. I mean,
no, and then there's an element of toxicity to holding things like that too dear.
Yeah.
Costa Rica at number 8 with 5%. Then Scotland at number 9 with 4%. Germany at number 10 with 4%.
Okay, I was expecting Germany on the list. I'm surprised it's number 10.
That's a huge jump. Costa Rica to Scotland?
Yeah.
That has been people who've never been to Scotland and seen the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, it is horrible.
I got to say, one of the top 10 places I want to visit, though.
Yeah, visit, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Live anew. Thank you.
I'm a little surprised Greece wasn't on the list.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, yeah. I wonder if that's the economy thing or whatever.
Oh,
it
maybe.
Might be.
Let's take a call. Good morning. You're on the show.
James, you must have been, AI in my household the last couple of days. Because when we watched the Americans, I know we talked about this on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. When we watched the Americans, it was kind of one of those things that my significant other and I, we were talking, and it's like, where would you like to live or visit? What's on your bucket list? Mm-hmm. And that was one of the questions that we talked about. And, she's like, well, I would love to go to Ireland or things like that. I said, well, would you want to live there or would you want to do the tourist thing? She's like, well, she's not really much of the tourist type person. It's like, if we go to the Bahamas or something like that, we're pretty much going to sit by the water or by the pool and drink our Mai Tai. But, I don't know if they're like you. I'm kind of like you, James. I don't know if I could live outside the United States.
Yeah.
Visit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
My bucket list is obviously going to be Scotland just because of my passion for golf.
Nice. Okay. Good place to go for
that's
it. Yeah.
Awesome, actually. Yeah, that's really cool.
But, there's more things in the United States that might on my bucket list than is outside the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, but if I had to play, if I would have to choose, it would probably be in Europe, England, even though the language barrier is not too bad.
Right.
But, they have the golf, they have the great golf courses.
Right.
Yeah. Good
stuff.
It's
about the golf.
Yeah, exactly.
I do. I'm glad you called in, man. So my mom and dad in retirement, they've run out of things to watch and they're a little bored. So every week I'm kind of set. One of my jobs is to come up with things for them to watch and for them to be entertained by or whatever.
Right.
And I do I'm up 50-50 on this one. I took your suggestion about the Americas to my parents and they just fell in love with it. And now you have to give them recommendations, Kevin. It's I will give you their email. I do appreciate that, though, man. And I did get to catch a little bit of it with them. And just a shout out again to Tom Hanks, who is just as great of an actor as he is. I'm starting to wonder if he's an even better narrator. He's like, there's, I know we say Morgan Freeman and some people like that. if you gave him as good of a voice as Morgan Freeman, or however you want to word that, like he's maybe even better. His pronunciation and so many things. He's like a singer with the way he does his narration. He's really, really good at this.
That's good.
Which isn't shocking to anybody. Tom Hanks is good at acting.
He's acting into a microphone. Yeah.
Kev, appreciate you, man.
Sorry, guys. You guys have a great day.
You too. You too. It's a good conversation, right?
You know, James, real quick, because I know we got to get out of here, but you touched on something really interesting, you know, as your the pride of your Italian heritage and all of this stuff. You know, that made me really think about where, you know, my ancestors are from. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking, you know, I don't consider myself. Yeah, I have people that lived in Sweden that were my, you know, Switzerland mm-hmm. and other parts of Europe that were, you know, that's where I came from. But I am not interested in going back to those places because I am not a Swede.
Yeah.
Right. I am not. Like you said, I'm an American.
Yeah.
And this is my home, man. And sorry, you know, I'm not interested in calling myself those things. Yeah. I just want to be an American, right?
Can't relate.
I agree, and for me, it's one of those things too. Not only that this is my home. This is my home. This is my family's home.
People feel that way about their home countries. Why can't we feel that way about ours?
Yeah, I don't know. They're going to have to kick me out. Literally kick me out, kicking and screaming, because nobody's taking that from me. Mm-hmm. Nobody.
That's right.
And when I think of the generations, I'm only 3-4 generations removed from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're
from
not. You're some more recent.
And everything. And for that, again, it feels a little bit like, why did we do this? If you're just going to go.
Right, exactly.
I don't feel like getting haunted by my ancestors.
No, not at all.
I got enough props. I got enough things. We'll come back with our Pet of the Week from the Suffolk County Humane Society and more.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in New Mexico say they do not suspect foul play after they discovered the bodies of actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog at their home in Santa Fe. CBS's Jared Hill.
What we're learning here is that law enforcement were called to the house around 1:45 yesterday afternoon for a welfare check. And that's where they found them dead inside the home yesterday afternoon. We don't know the circumstances. There's still so many questions about exactly what happened here.
Hackman was 95. Fired USAID workers are heading back to their old offices one last time. CBS's Christina Carujo from Washington.
They are allowed to go into the building. They will be escorted. They'll have approximately about 50 minutes to pick up their personal items.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer meets with President Trump at the White House today.
First off, on a very basic level, I think to try to make sure that this U.S.-UK special relationship doesn't go up in flames.
CBS's Raimi Innocencio. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.